Today, we'd like to see the title of a woman of Canaan in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 21 through 39. To a non-word people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 22, and behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." What does this verse mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2, in verse 27. And she said, "You Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Last question in verse 33. Then his disciples said to him, "Where could we get enough bread in the wilderness to fill such a great multitude?" What do we observe in his disciples, and what can we learn from here? In the last time in Matthew chapter 15, verses 2, 9, and 20, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders, for they do not wash their hands when they eat bread? And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. Tradition is a custom passed on from generation to generation. Custom, widely accepted way in society, culture, lifestyle in our society. Many traditions, customs, or cultures are not wrong in themselves, because they often are made to understand the words of God in the scriptures. Here, to eat clean things, not to eat unclean things, in Leviticus chapter 25 and 6. Or whoever touches any creeping thing by which he would be made unclean, or any person by whom he would become unclean, whatever his uncleanness may be. The person who has touched any such thing shall be unclean until evening, and shall not eat the holy offerings unless he washes his body with water. But through long practice, to do, not to do, over time, they become necessarily scriptural, are promoted to the equal above authority to the scriptures, or are added to, taken from scriptures. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from me, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I commanded you. Here, to wash their hands before eating bread, regardless of the heart to love God, become necessarily scriptural, although it is helpful for Leviticus chapter 22, verse 6, in the scriptures. Verse 21, then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. The region of Tyre and Sidon are on the Mediterranean Sea coast in Phoenicia region, in the northwest of Galilee region. Verse 22, and behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "A woman of Canaan," Mark states her as a Syro-Phoenician, a Greek, she is a Gentile, not Jews. Mark chapter 7:26. The woman was a Greek. Syro means a Syrian, Phoenicia, over there. Today is Lebanon, south of Lebanon. By birth, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. Having mercy on, O Lord, Son of David. Son of David is the messianic title because the Messiah came from David. She called Jesus, O Lord, Son of David, showing that she believed Jesus as the Lord and Christ. Also, she believed that he is merciful. Psalm 118, 1-2, have mercy on me. Or give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say his mercy endures forever. My daughter is a severe demon possessed, she asked. She asked Jesus to heal her daughter. Jesus' healing was one of the three main ministries on the earth, teaching, preaching, and healing. We ministers can ask the Lord for a person to be healed spiritually or physically in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 9:35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. 23. He answered her not a word. When it's silent upon our prayer, we feel difficult. She felt so. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send away, for she cries out after us." His disciples asked the Lord to get rid of her, because her consistent crying out made them inconvenience or bothered them. They showed no compassion upon severe demon-possessed daughter, not to love needy neighbors as themselves. Verse 24, but he answered and said, Jesus knew all things, her great faith. In verse 28, the heart of all his Jewish disciples and the heart of most Jewish audiences, in order to teach them that their faith in God or his word prevails over their cultures or traditions. He answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost of sheep of the house of Israel. In light of audience's lifestyle or accepted way in their society, Jesus stated so. Jesus stated the priority of Jews to Gentiles for salvation, not excluding Gentiles or not Semitism. Semitism meaning favoritism for Sam. The Jews, first the Jews and then Gentiles for all. That cross-reference Matthew chapter 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples all the nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Book of Acts chapter 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Romans chapter 10:12. For there is no distinction or no difference between Jew and Greek, for the same love of all is rich to all who call upon him. Call upon me, caller, must believe in him. So, believer to all believer. The next verse, you can see the caller means a believer. John chapter 12:3. I will bless those who bless you. The God told Abraham, I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the family of the earth shall be blessed. Isaiah chapter 56:7. Even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offering and their sacrifice will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer. All nations. 25. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Persistent prayer, or a prayer without ceasing, without ceasing and fainting, is recommended with joy and patience. Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 5. Then Jesus spoke a parable to them. The men always ought to pray, always pray, not lose heart, saying, there was in certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city. She came to him, saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. So Jesus is recommended to pray without fainting. Verse 27, and she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which are from their master's table. Here, verse 26, but Jesus answered, said to him, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Again, most Jews consider Gentiles as dogs. To teach them, Jesus stated so in light of Jewish culture or tradition. But Jesus used the word of the little dogs without disrespecting or looking down sense, like a vicious dog, the little dogs. 27. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She did not argue or contend against Jesus' statement, but fully accepted it as the Lord or Master's statement. Her heart not to paddle God's word, but fully accepted. Her heart not to paddle God's word, but fully her heart to accept fully it. 2 Corinthians chapter 2:17. For we are not so many paddling the word of God. The word of God is a corrupted word of God for their own purpose, own glory, own money, or own power. But as of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. 20. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Jesus declared before most Jewish audience that she had a great faith, teaching faith in the Lord, or his word is the substance of the culture, custom, or tradition, which might be tool for God, God's word, the substance. Jesus never told his disciples as a great faith. For example, Peter case, Matthew chapter 8, 20 said, but Jesus said to him, why are you fearful, O you have a little faith? Then he rose, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Her daughter was healed from that very hour. So this is fully healed. Then is 29 up to 31. Jesus healed many people, showing Jesus, who is Messiah or Christ, as the Old Testament prophesied, Isaiah chapter 35, 5 and 6, for example. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lamb shall leap like a deer, and tongue of dumb sing. For waters shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. So Messiah's workings in that way. 29. Jesus departed from there, skirted to the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat down there. So Jesus came from Sidon, Tyre, the northwest of the Sea of Galilee, and Decapolis, the southeast of the sea, and to the east shore of the Sea of Galilee. Mark chapter 7:31. Again, departing from region of Tyre Sidon, he came through the midst of region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. 30. Then great multitudes came to him, having with him the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others, and they laid them down. Jesus, he healed them. The multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus' healing ministry proved that Jesus is the Messiah, our Christ. Whatever we, as the children of God, do is always for the glory of God. Soli Deo Gloria. 1 Corinthians chapter 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 32. Now Jesus called his disciples to himself and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I do not want to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way. Jesus held up a loaf for the hungry multitude for 3 days is shown. 33. Question 3. Then his disciples said to him, where could we get enough bread in the wilderness to appear such a great multitude? His disciples showed the issue in the physical world and tried to solve it with their wisdom. Even they already experienced the fed 5,000 by Jesus, Matthew chapter 14:21. So they all ate, were filled. They took 12 baskets full of fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten, about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Note, when we, even the children of God, face a problem, we often try to solve it with our wisdom, like a filler. But it is much better to give an available thing to the Lord and ask Him to handle it, like Andrew, because He is omniscient, omnipotent, faithful, merciful, and so on. John chapter 6:17. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad, young boy, here who had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? But Jesus said to him, how many loaves do you have? Jesus asked, how many were available to you? Give whatever available things to the Lord. And they said, 7 and a few little pieces. 7 and a few little pieces. So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. They were ready to eat. And he took the 7 loaves and the fish and gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave it to the multitude. Now 7 loaves of pure fish for 4,000 men besides women and children, compared with 5 loaves and 2 fish for 5,000. Thanks broke them, gave them to his disciples, gave it to the multitude, like the peace offering in the Old Testament time, or communion service in the New Testament time. 37, they all ate and were filled, all are full. And they took up 7 large baskets full of the fragments. Now the 7 full basket left for thousands, compared with the 12 basket left for 5,000. 38. Now those eight were 4,000 men besides women and children. 4,000 families I ate bread and fish and pool. He sent away the multitude going to the bird and came to the region of Magdala. Jesus turned away the multitude, went to the west shore of the Sea of Galilee, reached the hometown of Mary Magdalene, Magdala, or Dalmanuta. Mark chapter 18. Immediately got into the boat with his disciples and came to region Dalmanuta, called as So we covered all three questions. Let's sing a last song, Maranatha songs on bulletin.